In the book of Luke, chapter 19, Jesus, in this incident, was headed for his last time into Jerusalem. And when he became near to Jerusalem, he gave the people a parable. And he told them about a nobleman who was planning to go into a far country in order to receive a kingdom, and that he would return. And he called 10 of his servants to him, and he gave each of them a pound. He gave them all the same amount. And he told them to occupy until I come. Listen to what he said in verse 13 of chapter 19 of Luke. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds. And he said unto them, occupy until I come. You are to occupy my place and to work with what I have given you to work with. He didn't leave them empty-handed. He gave them something to work with. He gave them something which would enable them to grow and to multiply. What he gave them, he expected it to bring forth fruit. God has not left us empty-handed. God has placed in the hand of everyone something that we can work with that will benefit him. He said, occupy till I come. The nobleman told them that I'm going to come back. Jesus is coming is a far better cry, a much more effective call to service than to remember the Alamo or remember Pearl Harbor. There is a challenging constraint in the thought of the soon coming of our Lord, with which nothing else can compare. We are to go into the highways and hedges, into the huts of poverty, into the haunts of sin, to the house of the downtrodden, into the store, the office, the factory. We must go to where the lost souls are. All of you recall the story of the woman that had lost a piece of silver. She didn't try to convince herself that somehow, some way, somewhere, the missing coin would turn up. She did not delight in the fact that she still had 9 pieces left in her purse. She lights a candle, grips her broom, sweeps the house, and diligently seeks until the coin is found. And with a shout of joy, she takes it in her hand and speeds off a messenger to call her neighbors and friends that they too may rejoice with her. The Bible does not tell us how valuable that coin was. Like souls today, they are of untold value. And like that coin that had so carelessly slipped through her fingers, our family members, our loved ones, somehow we have allowed to slip from between our fingers. The woman is suggestive of the church. The coin is a soul, a thing of untold value, and is lost amidst the dust of sin. The lighted candle is the ministry of the Holy Spirit. There is room in God's plan for mass evangelism. The early disciples were sent out to be fishers of men. Their business was to let down their nets, expecting to take a goodly number of fish in one single haul. Pentecost was a throwing out of the gospel net, and in one day, 3,000 souls were saved. Most of our fishing is to be done by hook and line. We are to reach the unsaved one by one. This was the method of Jesus. Oh, there were times when he stood before the crowds and moved them mightily with his words. Yet we see him hastening to the home of Jairus. Nicodemus came to his lodging by night. He stopped beside the blind man. Wherever he went, whatever he did, He was seeking the lone and the weary sheep. Even while he hung upon the cross, even then, he had time and strength to reach out and pluck a sin-scarred soul for paradise. This was the method of the early disciples. When Andrew's heart was touched by the glory light, he thought of Peter. Paul, with the blood of the scourge upon his back, speaks to the Philippian jailer. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.